So what would you say, Lisa, is the significance of this week as it relates to the anti-doping and medication control program?
Well, today was really a monumentous day for American horse racing because the Federal Trade Commission approved HISA's anti-doping medication control rules, which meant that at essentially 11 a.m. today, all racetracks in the U.S. under HISA's authority were subject to the new ADMC rules and the new program, which meant I'm actually at Parks Racing in just outside of Philadelphia right now, and they were the first racetrack to test a horse under the new rules. And now what we have is we have essentially a standard uniform process that comprises of a paperless collection system where the horse is sampled. There's a sort of a standardized test kit across the country now. So there's the same shipping procedures and storage procedures at every track in the country, and then ultimately tested in the same way for the same samples. So it's really a massive move towards uniformity that the industry has always wanted but never actually been able to achieve.
Now, you mentioned the paperless sample collection system. So how does the sport benefit from that?
So I think, listen, in a couple of ways. One for me is the professionalization of the process. Obviously, when a horse is sampled, that represents a tremendously important event for any horseman, any owner, any trainer. When anything goes wrong with that sample, the trainer is typically held accountable. So having a very secure, transparent, paperless professional collection system really enhances the reliability and the integrity of the process. If we're going to hold horsemen to such a high standard and impose very severe sanctions to run afoul of our rules, we need to make sure that we do everything in our power to basically, be satisfied, fully satisfied that the whole process has been professional, fair, transparent. And that's what the paperless collection system helps us do. It's obviously just one piece of the puzzle, but it's a very important first piece.
Mm-hmm. This whole, I guess I'll say, issue of anti-doping and testing is not brand new. It's been out there for quite a while. So at this point, is it fair to say that most all horse racing trainers are aware of what they can and cannot do?
Yeah, I very much think so. We've been working very hard at HISA and with our partner, the Horse Racing Integrity and Welfare Unit, who's actually administering the testing and administering the program, to educate horsemen, to make sure that they have all the materials they need, the information they need, they have access to essentially, the experts who can answer questions very quickly. There have been a lot of town hall sessions, open meetings, literature, emails. So we've really done our best. And so I do believe that most horsemen, are aware of what's allowed and what isn't come today.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Lazarus is the CEO for the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority. Lisa, some other provisions. One pertains to out-of-competition testing nationwide, and also I'll add in there the centralized adjudication process. Talk a bit about those facets.
Sure. So, for one, the adjudication process will be very different than what horsemen are used to. Right now you've got all of the racing commissions, that essentially have processes that typically go up through the state court system. Our adjudication process is now, so it's centralized. There's one authority. We have two panels. One's an internal adjudication panel, and that's for essentially violations of therapeutics. So we call them controlled medications in our system. But it's basically what's commonly known as a sort of a therapeutic overage, something that you're allowed to use outside the race period, but not during the race period. And those go to a panel that's staffed primarily of stewards and also of other experts in equine anti-doping. And they've been carefully selected and vetted by the Horse Racing Integrity and Welfare Unit. A violation of our banned substances program, which is essentially what you would think of as a doping substance, something that you would associate with cheating. Those go to our arbitral panel, which is staffed by independent arbitrators. So lawyers, often former judges, you know, former, those who are kind of equipped from a legal standpoint and also from an experience standpoint to hear these types of cases. And they will decide them. And ultimately, those decisions can be appealed through to the FTC and the Federal Trade Commission and up through the federal courts. But they will start with an arbitration system, which is national and standardized.
Mm-hmm. We're preparing to have another spring meet at Keeneland here in Lexington. And, of course, then the Derby follows up pretty quick to that in May. So will this affect the racing day activities for those two big-time events here in Kentucky?
Well, certainly both Keeneland and the Derby will be under HISA's new rules. So anti-doping testing taken at Keeneland, samples taken at Keeneland and also the Derby will be subject to HISA's new rules and essentially the oversight of HIWU. You know, to be honest, the public is probably not going to see anything different because a lot of that will happen behind the scenes. But they can certainly be assured that the testing will be as rigorous as it's been in the past, and it will also be consistent and standardized with other testing in the country. I think one of the biggest things that is really a step forward for horse racing is now trainers and horsemen know and can be assured that if their horse is sampled in Kentucky and it's sampled in Ohio or Pennsylvania or California, New York, the result is going to be the same. The process from beginning to end is going to be the same, and their sample is going to be analyzed with the same substances at the same levels across the country. That is really a very meaningful step change.
Mm-hmm. There have been some tragic injuries. I mean, it happens in the sport, racetrack injuries where horses have, you know, been forced to put down. And sometimes it's been horse track conditions have been pointed to as a factor. In terms of drug use, do you see this playing a role in reducing those kinds of incidents?
So I think one thing that's really important to point out is that HISA oversees two programs. The anti-doping is one program, but we also have a racetrack safety program, and that came into effect on July 1 of 2022. So all racetracks have to be accredited under HISA now, and we are carefully looking at surfaces and making sure that racetracks provide safe places for both the horses and also the riders. But in addition to that, I do think that a rigorous, you know, uniform, comprehensive and thoughtful anti-doping program will also likely have the impact of reducing breakdowns and helping horses, because it's all, you know, all of these rules and programs are there for the integrity of the sport, but also very much for the welfare of the horse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And finally, does the horse racing industry at this point face a confidence and fairness issue when it comes to betting or just, you know, going to enjoy a day at the track? Is there somewhat, still some confidence issues to be addressed?
I mean, I'm not sure, you know, exactly, you know, whether or not that's the case currently, but I can say that HISA to remove any doubt about that, about the integrity and about the consistency, because, you know, what we're trying to do is standardize everything, hold everyone to the same standard, you know, allow owners and trainers to be confident that if they're following the rules, if they're treating their horses properly, if they're doing what's right by the horse, that they're not going to be disadvantaged by somebody who isn't, because our program is going to be able to identify and catch those people who are breaking the rules, no very severe consequences. So I think for the gamblers, for the bettors out there, you know, knowing that there's that consistency, in my view, should only help instill confidence, help instill, you know, certainty around the integrity. And also, you know, it should make it easier to handicap, because you know what, you know, you're comparing apples to apples.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Lazarus is the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority CEO. Lisa, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.